We are in Kufi Gimel Halacha Dalet. Let's just read it through, and then we'll explain what's going on here. The Mechaber says, "Yesh mishamate b'shvacha shalanu." There are those who say that there's no iser b'shalachim for our shivchas if they cook food. The yesh mishaiser, and there are those who say it's mutter v'afil b'di'evit. Shaiser.
Those are mutter.
The first sheet is that there are those who are mutter.
Right.
The yesh mishaiser b'afil b'di'evit, and there are those who aser even b'di'evit. That's what the Mechaber says. We're going to read this. Get back to this in a second. But the b'di'evit, the Rama says. The Rama says, "But yeah, you could be some kind of matirim." And then next he says, "Afil lechatchila noyikin lahaku bebeis Yisrael." Lechatchila would noy to be mekel if a guy cooks in a Jew's house. Shashivchas v'havod mevarshim bebeis Yisrael. That they cook in the Jew's house, so why do we let it? I just told you can only do it, but yeah, but why did we let it? Ki eshishol yechate echer me bnei hapayes ma'ad. Somebody, if they're cooking in the house, someone's got to be machata sooner or later. Someone walks by and cook, you know, has a look at what's going on in the pot. And that makes it Bishul Yisrael. And that's really halacha for halacha zayin. That part of it, that if a yid may walk by and stir it, is really, we're going to wait that for halacha zayin, for why that may or may not work.
The word machata here is referring to adding to the fire or stirring the pot.
It probably means to the fire. Okay, but we'll
now see. That helps by, I mean, it's not so part by Bishul.
We'll see in halacha zayin.
And the thing is called hagosa.
In the pot.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying.
It's good. This shayla is a shayla for halacha. There's a lot of things going on in this realm. That part, we're sort of putting that on the side for now.
He knows what I'm leading.
Okay. Now, let's before we maybe I should have said this before we read the shulchan. But if we just to this question, there are to my knowledge five shittas before we open up the shulchan about whether the fact that the guy cooked it in your house is any different than if you just cook it stout. You know, the Stanley case of Bishlakim is the guy cooked it in his house and he brought you over a pot of soup to eat. That's the Stanley case of Bishlakim. But the Shaila is if there's anything different about if it's in the Yid's house. So Taisus and Avod Zar brings a Shita from Rabbi Fram, who says that the only issue of Bishlakim is because of Chasnas and because he might put in some trade food. So he says, if he's doing it in your house, there's no Chash. Okay? So Ravram, when Tosha says that there's no chashash. Now, I understand what he's talking about as far as treif. The guy's cooking in your house. What is he going to do? He's sitting in your house using your ingredients. So it's like, we understand that he can't go wrong. I don't exactly understand why he says, maybe you can help me. What's the reason why, if he's cooking in your house, therefore there's no chashash of chasnas? Okay?
Well, it's working. You're working. I'm married.
You have no clue.
I have a clue, but what?
You don't marry your mate.
You don't okay, so...
Well, you hear a lot of stories, right?
Okay, right. So, this
time I said, the Rabbi Vera Brum says, your shift code just says...
No, so we will see in a minute. We'll see in a minute that might be what Rabbi Vera means. Maybe that's what Rabbi Vera means. It's not the simple reading
of Rabbi Vera.
It's not the simple
reading of Rabbi Vera.
David says that maybe the reason is because since the person is working for you in your house, it doesn't create that kirva that you get from your neighbor bring you over some food.
Because you're paying her to do it.
But and we'll see that there are those who say like that, but Rabbi Fromm doesn't say like that. He just says as if the person cooking your house doesn't have chasnas.
It's your neighbor
the house of it.
According to that, let's say your neighbor came and cooked by you. He says, you got kosher house, I'm your neighbor, I want to make Thanksgiving dinner for
right,
you.
So it sounds
the same halacha?
It sounds like from Rabbi Fromm that it would be mutter. The way David's saying it, it would not.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we'll see more about this. For the simple reading, I don't see a pshat. We'll see maybe more soon. Okay, second pshat. Second sheet, I'm sorry, is the Ramban says that the din is for in Hilchos Shabbos, if you have a person who's your Eved, that person is considered, the way he calls it, he's like sort of like a yid, and he's not allowed to do malacha in your house, not because of Amir Lakim, because of Avdu Ramosha, you're not allowed to have them do work in your house. They're not allowed to do work in your house. So just like the Indian Hilchos Shabbos, he in some ways he's like a yid, so to speak, he's something like that. So therefore, the Isra Bishlakim doesn't apply either. Okay, this is what Ramban says, that's very much connected to his being, this is not Rabbi Avram, this is very much connected to his being an Eved. This is Ramban. Since his Eved is somewhat like a Yid, so therefore he's considered an Eved is somewhat like a Yid in some regards, so therefore for Bishlakim it's not also.
He's not talking about an Eved Kanani,
right?
He's an Eved Kanani? Yeah, that's
what. So that's like a
Mitzvah Ganita. No, not an Eved Kanani.
That's right.
No, it's not an Eved Kanani.
Eved Kanani is Jewish.
An Eved Kanani is really right.
Well,
that's correct.
Can you marry her?
No, it's, okay. It's a separate issue.
But they were
missing the meatloaf.
You're right. Okay. Now,
when the this is not Rav Avram. Okay, you see even the way it's split up, the way the place communion, it's two different sheetahs. But in talking about this Rabban, the Beis Yosef says, you'll see the Rajba is machmir about this Rabban. Okay, now, if you look at the Rajba, the Beis Yosef doesn't bring what the Rajba says. But the Rajba actually says, first he brings what the Ramban svar, I don't think he says in the name, but he says that svar that is Akagor, that's one svar he says. But then he says a second svar, which is that since Bishul Akum is also because of Chasnus and Kiruv, if the person is doing it because he's forced to do it, this is what David said, if you're forced to do the thing, then it doesn't cause any cure. And his words are, "Ein gzeres chasnus v'kiruv hadas el b'misha oisem miritzoyne ahavas hayisrael, the elu oisem bein yirtu mein lo yirtu, the ein kiruv hadas kiruv v'zeh v'lo gzeres chasnus." He says, if your neighbor makes you something, they make you a pie, so then they like you, so that's what could cause kiruv. The guy's doing it because he's forced to, then that's not... That does not cause kirva, and there's no isurim. Okay, this is maybe Rav Avram. Again, we're going to get back to this more. Whether that is what Rav Avram did. Okay, so we have so far two sheetahs or two and a half sheetahs. Okay, the third sheetah, Tysus on that Rav Avram.
This wouldn't apply yet to a paid employee.
We're going to get to
paid employees.
We'll get to paid employees. Uh-huh. We're going to get
to employees. Because they're forced to work.
It's forced to work. For the money. It's not forced.
It might
be kicked out. You might be referring to you own the guy.
My cone is tired.
I don't do the entire. Be patient. We're getting there.
I can tell.
Don't blame the other guys.
The third.
Yourself.
I am. Let's go.
Third cheetah. Okay, so we have two and a half sheetahs so far. Okay, the third sheetah is, Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam says, that Hagam, that it makes sense what Rav Avram says, that there should be no Gzeirat Chasnus for these kind of people, but Rabbeinu Tam says, but when Chacham made an Isser, they said, you're not eating Bishul Akum. They didn't only mean it in cases when there happens to be a Chashash Chasnus. Even if not, it's Loi Plog. And then Tosfos is a few words. Okay, this is not the way the Beis Yosef brings it. It's a few words, and even in this case, there is some kind of chash of chasus. I guess he means is that there's a far-fetched chash still of chasus. So Tyson says it's loy plug and it's awesome. Okay, and the Rajba that I mentioned to you before, The Rajba brings these far. He also says that he says the ain't varm b'chuvarm. Like I don't hold the sheet. He doesn't say why. He probably means also the same kind of a loy plug. That even if you have one specific guy, that for him there's no chash chasus. What my sense is that it's a bishul akum if a guy cooks it, it's also. It does make a difference if there is or is not a chashash chasus.
Just like Comrim and all that.
What did you say?
Just like Comrim. There's no chashash of chasus by Comrim.
Oh, that's interesting. An interesting dimin, yeah. Okay, maybe that's...
Because there are women, there are girls out there that you might...
I got it. Okay, no, that's an interesting dimin. Okay, now, this thing that Rabbeinu Tam said, that there's really no chashash chasus, but we say loy plug, sounds awfully similar to what we've said over for Moshe about cooking in factories. That there's a heter of pas palter is motor because there's no chashash of chasus, that they took back the gzera. So why, but by Bishul we don't say such a cooler. And Rav Moshe said the reason is because it's loy plug. The issue applies even in cases when there's no chashash of chasus. What do I have to do with the guy who cooks food in the factory? Even so, there's an issue because of loy plug. Now we had talked to Rav Moshe once before. That's probably what it comes to. Okay, we have three sheets so far.
Why do we say by pas Yisrael, no, we don't say loy plug? Because we have that heter pas palter.
So what Rav Moshe really is, we would say loy plug. But then Chazal took back the gzera because it was too hard for people. So they took back the loy, that element of it, that loy plug part of it. They took back. Okay. Pas palter. Right. He says, how come by pas we don't say loy plug? So really we would. Really the original takana would have been. Okay. The fourth and fifth sheet of the Ramah, the document brings like this. The Issa v'Hetter says that l'chadchila were machmir even for a shifcha, even in the cases of the Ramban, where all the potential clues would apply. He says, but b'di'evid was samechan Rav Avram. Okay? That's Issa v'Hetter. The document brings that Issa v'Hetter says. And a fifth sheet is the Hagoy Sharidura, which says that it's mutter, that the minig is that l'chadchila we let the guy cook in our house, because mistama someone's going to walk by and stir the pot anyhow, okay? Which sounds familiar to the Ramah brought that over. Mistama someone's going to stir the pot. The Shach says on that, not on that, but in a couple of halachas from now, the Shach says, but of course, what happens if you have a situation where you'll never stir the pot? Okay? The Shach's case is...
You're out of town.
That's our case. We would think of the cases where you're out of town. The Shach's cases where the person, where the guy is cooking for themselves. Okay, the guy is cooking in your house, but they're making their own lunch. They're not making food that's for everybody. They're doing their own little cooking. So the Shach says, if there's no possibility that that you're going to stir the pot, then this rule doesn't apply. Okay, that's what Shach says later on. No, the Issa Mehetzer is saying Yishem Echan Rav Avram. Rav Avram says that if they cook in your house, there's no Chashash Chassas. That's it. The whole Xer is off if they cook in your house. The Hagar Shariduri said that the reason why it's Mutter is because you might stir the pot only applies if that's a real possibility. If someone leaves the Shiks in the house and they go away for 8 hours to work, then no one's going to stir the pot. There's no possibility. Then that cool doesn't apply. Okay? Okay, now we should have done this before we read the Shulchan Aruch. Anyhow, now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber has two shittas. Okay, Mechaber says, there are those who are matir b'shivcha shalanu, that's the shita of the Ramban, that says that a shivcha is mutter, v'yeish mi sh'oys v'afil v'yevet, that's Tosis or the Rajbu, who say, loy plug and it's also.
Okay, what does the shalanu refer to? As opposed to what?
Someone else has made. Don't yell at me.
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure. It's interesting because about what I'm about to say. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Well, you say, why is he saying b'shivcha shalanu?
I thought it made sound like that they're not real about them.
So, it's interesting you say that. Well, you'll hear what I'm going to say in a second. Everybody understands that he means the Ramban, that's talking about a real shivcha. I guess he means shivcha shalanu, mean maybe lafuke, because that's the way the Ramban uses that word also. I think the Ramban uses it also. It means lafuke, like an Evid Kanani, like a real shivcha. I'm not sure. That's a good question. What?
In other words, chiddush. In other words, not yeshmaru shivchas shalonu as opposed to other shivchas will be usher, but as opposed to some even matzah shivchas shalonu that are not real Eviknanim.
Let's see a second. I'm not sure. Okay. Now you should know that there's a deal. I didn't notice it at first, but there's a deal in Halacha Aleph that the Mechaber says that the Isser Bishul Akum is Afilu b'klei Yisrael, u'b'beis Yisrael. Okay, he says that even if it's cooked in a Jew's house, that's lahen you're saying not like Rav Avram. Rav Avram said if it's cooked in your house, it's not usher. So then Halacha Aleph Mechaber said no, I don't hold like that. And now he tells you he a machlokes whether he two different sheets whether he holds like the Ramban or he doesn't hold like the Ramban. Okay, now there's a rule, and I have a hard time finding this, but there's a rule that when the Mechaber says yesh mish omer v'yesh mish omer, okay, that he means. He means to pass like the second cheetah. If he says one cheetah, this is a din, we're going to have by a kashin. This is the din, and yesh armin the following, then he passes like the stam. That's a shach who says that. That's what he means. But in the case where he says yesh mishaymer, v'yesh mishaymer, when he brings it like that, then he means to pass like the second cheetah, which in our case would mean that he'd be passing lahachmir, that you cannot be shaymer even if a shivcha cooks. Okay.
Not like drama.
Not like drama. Okay.
That's
the Mechaber. But the harder sheet to understand is, what does the Rama say? The Rama says, now, if you would have not seen the Mechaber, and you would have just seen the Darkei Moshe said two sheetahs. He said, the Issa Vehetta says, L'chatchilu were machmir, and b'dievet b'son mechan rab avram. And then the Hagar Shariduri says, you can do it even l'chatchilu, because the Yid will stir the pot. Okay? Now listen to the Rama. U'b'dievet yesh l'smechat divrei hamatirim. That sounds like, if you were just reading it, that sounds like the first Shita, the Issa v'Heter, who said, P'dievin, you could be Samachan Rav Avram. And the second thing is the second thing that the Darkei Moshe said, which is that you could even do L'chatchila because a Yid will probably stir the pot. That's how, if you read the Darkei Moshe and then the Ramah, that's what you would say. But the Shach says, that's not what it says here. In the Ramah, it doesn't say you could be Samachan Rav Avram. It says, well, the matirim that it just said a second ago was yesh mishamatir, that was the Ramban. Okay, so it sounds like the Ramban means is yesh mish, you could be mekel, meaning like the first sheet of the Mechaber, you could be samachan the Ramban, which is not what the Darkei Moshe said. But okay, that you would think that's what he means. Okay, but the problem is, the Shach says, but the Ramban in his day didn't have any such shifchas like that. There were no such shifchas in his day that qualified for this din. They didn't have people in the, where the Ramah lived or his time, there were no shifchas that qualified for this than people who were mamash slaves for you that they had to work for you. It didn't exist. So how could the Ramah be saying yesh, you could be mako like the Mechaber's Ramban? Like, well, who's he talking to? That has no practical application. So he says, okay. Okay, so the Rashach has four answers to that question. Okay, four possibilities, which is very Megala Maisufrot. What does Ramah mean to be Mekel B'dievet? What is he being Samacha? Okay, first, the first answer is he says is that the Ramah means to be Mekel by a real Shivcha, like the Ramban. It's not Negev, too big. The Ramah is just telling you the din is that by a Shivcha, you can be Mekel, but it has no practical application. Okay.
Abraham Lincoln came around and did.
Not in Poland. Okay, so there was no shifcha. There was no such thing as a shifcha, and therefore, according to that, the Ramah is being makel. He's talking about a theoretical din. He's saying bisamach on the first sheet of the mechal. Fine. Second answer, the second shot in the shach is that the Ramah means like he means in the Daki Moshe that he's being bisamach on the Rabbi Avram, and he's saying just like Rabbi Avram is makel, the Taz sounds like he may have learned the Kroah for sure learns it like this, that he may have the Rav Ram says that if it's done in your house, there's no Yisubish Lakum, but the Yevud B'Sayim Mechon Rav Ram, which is what the Daki Merch said, which is what the Isveta said, that's the second Pshat Meshach. The third Pshat Meshach is that the Ramah doesn't mean anything by this line. When he says, but the Yevud Yeshus Mechad Divri Hamatir, but the Yevud, you could be Sayim Mechon Mekilim, because a Yid probably stirred the pot. That's what he's about to say in the line. And he's about to say, because the Yid probably stirred the pot. He says, so for the Yevon, you could always be Mekel, because even the Chatchila, you could be a sign of that the Yid stirred the pot. Okay, which it doesn't read very well in the Ramah. Okay, the Shach brings this as a third answer. It doesn't read very well in the Ramah, and it doesn't fit in anything at all with the way the Daki Marsha said. Okay, that's the Shach's third shot. And the Shach's fourth shot is that maybe the Ramah, when he says it, was not talking about the shivcha that the Mechaber was talking about. Even the Mechaber, when he says he didn't mean the Ramban. When the Mechaber said that, he meant the Rashba. And that was Yossi's question. Why does he shivcha shalonu? He didn't mean the Ramban. He meant the Rashba who said that if a person's working in your house because they're forced to work for you, not because they're a shivcha who has a din like a yid for Shabbos, he didn't mean the Ramban. He meant it like the Rashba. If the person's in your house, they have to work for you, then such a person who has to work for you doesn't cause any kirva and doesn't make you feel, doesn't lead to chasms. Okay? And so the Mechaber, when he said yesh mishmat b'shivcha shalonu, meant that. And then the Ramah says, you could be having Yeshua Smach is to say you could be Samach on that Rashba. The Rashba doesn't hold like that, but the sheet that the Rashba brought, that if cooking in your own house, cooking where the guy's forced to do it for you, doesn't lead to chas.
So he doesn't mean, he means the paid employee then?
He means, I'll get regular 1 more minute, we'll get, turn the page, we'll get into a paid employee. Okay, so what he means is,
that's what you're talking about now.
He talked about a person who has to work for you, he's stuck and he has
but
to work.
He doesn't mean like Ramban, he means the person of faith.
Okay, so, okay, now, so before, I'm going to, really, I'm going to have another 5 minutes. Okay, now, so let me just pause for a second, just to hold cup where we are before we get to what Yossi said. The Ramah says, just to summarize what we're up to before we do this last part. L'chatchila, the Ramah says, if there's a possibility that Yid will stir the pot, you could be some, the Ramah says, the minig is to make it even l'chatchila. Okay? We're going to really see more about that in Halacha Zayin, whether that's true or not. Okay. Then, what happens if there's no possibility that Yid will stir the pot? Okay? Which is a more common case. There's no possibility, and he's cooking in your house. There's two ways to learn. Either the Ramah said, is machmir, which is to say, according to the Shach, two of the Shach's instances, he's only makel by a shifla, or he's only makel because you may have stirred it. Or the Ramah might be makel because he's samach on Rabbi Avram, or he's samach that or the guy is forced to work for you, and that's the case where he's makel. So we don't know yet what to do in a case when the Eved, would the Ramah be makel if the person cooked in the house. Now to Yossi's, what Yossi's waiting for. Okay? When we say that the Yid, what the Rashba brings and the Shach brings at the end, that if the guy is doing it not in a avas Yisrael, but it's because he's forced to do it, there's a very, Rabbi Belsky and Rabbi Schefter had a very big machlokes as to whether, what that means. What would you say about a paid employee? Now, if you look at the beginning of the Shach, when the Shach is talking about the Ramban, okay, when he's talking about the Ramban, bringing what the Ramban holds about a Shifcha, the Ramban says like this, but the shivcha shiva artis elu she'en kenuyas lanu, they're not sold to us. Rock she'niskeru l'shana they're forced to work for us for a year. That's how he describes a shifra who's stuck with you for a year. Okay, they're not slaves, but they're stuck with you. You bought them for, you leased them for a whole year. You have this person. Okay, that's what the Ramban says at the beginning. The Shach at the beginning of the Shach says, at the end of the Shach, when he brings the Rav, he doesn't talk about that. At the end of the Shach, he says people who don't do it because they love you, they're just doing it because they're forced to do it. Rabelsky said that Shach at the end, who says they're doing it because they have to, is only talking about a case where they're stuck with you for a year. They have no choice whether they could do it or not. But if the person is paid by the hour or they're paid by the day, they could walk out on you. They don't have to do that. They don't have to do the work. So if they want to walk out on you, they wouldn't have to. So they're doing it because they want to do it for you. And that person wants to do it for you, even the shachot would call it bishlach.
They want to do it because you're paying them to do
so,
it. Because of havas
sorol. So Rabelsky says, when it's said, the Shach who's talking about what they're doing because they like you, they don't like you, is talking about the case that he had spoken about earlier. That's not what he's talking about, but the case he had spoken about earlier of a guy who's stuck with you for a year, that they paid, you know, you got them over the border, and now they're stuck with you for a whole year to pay back for this thing. So you're for a whole year they have to work for you. So that person is mamash stuck. They have no choice. They're sort of like an eved that they must work for you for a year.
They were called indentured servants.
Indentured servants. Okay, they're stuck with you. Okay. But in a case where the person's doing it because they took the job, that means it's because they're willing to work for you. If they want to walk away from you, you tell them to cook something they don't like, or you step on their toes, out they go. They don't have to be. So they're doing it for you. Rabelsky says that person is not part of this cool of the Shach is not including that. Okay, now, Lamai says, the end of the Shach, as I said to you, the end of the Rajba, the end of the Shach doesn't talk anything about that. He just talks about, which is words from a Rajba. The Rajba didn't know about the being of the Shach. He's the end of a Rajba who speaks about, did he do me avas Yisrael, did he do because he wants to do it to you? And Rav Shachter says, like Yankin says, that it means is, a person is doing it, it's only bishlachim when your neighbor's doing it to you in a friendly way. Okay, if your neighbor came over and made you some vegetables, it's because he likes you. Anybody who's being paid to do the work, he's not doing it because he likes you. You pay him. If you won't pay him, he's not doing it. So he has no obvious. So it doesn't cause any close feeling.
Yeah, so why don't we mark to then a store?
I'm going to ask that question.
Very good question. Okay.
We're going to ask that
question. So Rabbi Shachter, I'm getting to one again in a second.
I held on.
Thank you.
For the record.
Thank you. So he holds that case is not included in what the Shach says. Okay, now, then, you just for... to throw things in. Rabbi Shachter tells you, you should just know, after they had this argument, he then looked and saw that in Chalkas Pinyam, he brings a Suffolk, he leaves it as a Suffolk, he doesn't know which way to take it. Should you take this person who's working as an employee, should you include him this way or that way? And he said, at one point, he says, you know, the Lahari is a Raya. There's no Heter Bishop Palter. Every Palter is doing it because you're paying him, right? When you go to the store and you buy a cake, buy a bishop of a party, but I cook food from him, he's not doing because he likes you, he's doing because you're paying him. Okay? But he then said maybe that's not a raya, because the Taz says that maybe the kula...
And such a case with halachas.
Halachas, it's usher.
Right.
So that sounds like Rabelsky. That the guy's being paid for work doesn't take it from bishlach. But the Taz gives an impression that the only time we're makel to say that he's not doing the avas Yisrael, blah, 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 is only in cases where he's doing it in the base Yisrael, but he's doing it in your house. Okay, which is to say that this Rajba and Rabbi Avraham are really the same Shita. Yeah. If he's doing it in your house and he's doing it not because he likes you, then you could be Mekel. So then there might not be a riot from the fact that Bishop of Palter is also because that's not in the Yid's house. That might be the difference why it's Mutrasa. It's also, we have to remember, all this thing that we just said, all this talk about in the Shach, is first of all, there's only one Pshat in the Shach. The Shach happens to not be so thrilled about this Pshat. The Shach says, you know, no one brings this Rashba. The Maram is at it, but no one brings this sheet of the Rashba. It's in Shuvah's Rashba. But it's, he says nobody brings it. But also, you have to remember, the Ramah only said this is Mutter B'dievet. We're all clearing when the Ramah said, B'dievet, you can be Samach on the Mekilim. What case was he talking about? He wasn't talking about L'chatchila. He was talking about it in the case of B'dievet. Okay? So the Shaila that we're all talking about, whether the employee is or is not, is a question of a B'dievet, not a question of L'chatchila. But what it's negated to, and the reason why we talk about it is because what it's really negated to is there are cases, you all know of cases, of Shas of Chak of the Eved. Okay? Someone has a 80-year-old grandmother, and she really can't take care of herself. They need someone in the house to cook for them. So there are cases where potentially it's Shas of Chak of the Eved. Can they have a person cook for them in the house and be soimach that the person is a paid employee and therefore there's no bishlach. And they're cooking right in the house. They're cooking in the yid's house. Yeah. They're cooking in the yid's house. So that's where the talk is about this, because usually the Ramah only says it for the evidence. So the cases that are lamaisa are for shahs of shahs of pakka the evidence. Right. With cases where you say, I'm stuck, what am I supposed to do? But lamaisa the cooking, or mamish cases of the evidence. You know, the person went away and the guy, the fire went out and the guy cooked the food anyhow. Exactly. And so there's mamish in the attack, that would be another case.
Okay, babysitter.
Thank you.